Blog Talk Radio.
In our local church, and a tearful giver of offerings of a tithe to support this church. Thank you.
And Thank you.
Now those who say, you can't be sure of anything these days. And if you say, you can be sure of only two things, death and taxes. And you're not going to consider three things. You can be sure of them. You can be sure of the scriptures. You can be sure of sin. You can be sure of salvation. Some Europeans have been hearing of him speak about the testimony of the law. They would hear the Lord in the Bible, the Holy Scripture. In Psalms 93:5, David says, "Thy testimonies are very sure." To be sure that God says what he means, and he means what he means. Jesus said in the Scriptures, "Heaven and earth shall pass away." But he already did that by saying, "My word shall not pass away." In John 12:40, he says, "He that rejected me and receiveth not my words has one that judges him. What I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." Therefore, he's going to listen to him. And he tells us, if he does, how do you do it? That's the certainty of the scriptures. That's a question. He doesn't allow anyone to change. As a matter of fact, he says, no one can see. The truth. God has so signature and validated his word that no one has the right to change anything. No one can believe what he says, and he doesn't believe. Now, he kind of changed the scriptures to cover their guilt. And then when he comes to say, "I'm only human," they kind of cover off their sin of these things. They say, "They do stuff." Therefore, all of us believe that you can be sure of them. You can be sure all of your sins are more fine than all. The sins of finding out is so rare. Your conscience. So instead of the 14 of the God, those who depart from the faith. Now those who go on your whole diet, your God says that it is wrong. You know, you have to say that it will be all right. And we recognize that this is God that we need to know. And you worship the Lord. You only have to come to understand that for everybody, you have to have their time and program on program. The last person that will speak at the end of all of those speaking. You have to say, "I'm not going to all the things here." Yet the half has not yet been born. Y'all all right?
Yes.
Pray with me. So Paul tells Timothy the day will come when some will depart from the faith. You can be so saved in your conscience, you can be sure of saving in your life because of the law. As a man saw, that's what it also means. Misery is always greater than the sin.
Thank you.
have a God that I don't know how many God and he hit my back. So I'm going to have this thing. Take a God out, come back up. Walk around the table, I'm trying to get the stretch of the law. He said,
could hope and glory the Lord salvation. If they look at you, you cried upon not to the end of the time that you're doing. Working in trouble for you, making a new income. You cried about that. Because the prayer always started this morning. And in your prayer, you got 10,000 of God. You still got a job that allows you to go to your practice coming to you. You talk about the people of the people. What's going on with the manager? Remember when you gave the last off in your hand? You just blessed the Lord. He said, He said, remember when you came in and came out to you? I said, yes, Lord. He said, remember that one. Father, you saw. Come out to you and take it to you in the water. I said, yes, Lord. He said, I don't know what I'm saying. I said, what do you mean? I was going to say, no, no, no. He said, I don't know anything. Because I'm not going to do what I'm going to say. Not y'all can't know what God is doing. You did not predict that God was there all the time. And it became the time that God was here. You can be sure that God was here. You can be sure that God will not leave you alone. You can be sure that God will be here. God says in Luke 12 and 2, there's nothing better that there might be anything. Yeah. You can be sure of judgment. You must understand that as the common man goes to die, and after this, the judgment. You can be sure of the judgment of hell. Prayer is a prepared place for prepared people. If you walk in the sea, if you live in the sea, then where you will live there. You know what the prayer of God is like? Prayer in Revelation 20:15 is a witness. In Luke 16:17 is a place of torment. Matthew 25:46 is a place of everlasting punishment. Luke 16:27 is a place where people pray. Don't get their prayer now. Luke 16:24 is where we see the mystery. Matthew 12:32 is where we repent and never receive the door. Revelation 22:10 is a place of forgiveness. Matthew 8:12 is a place of weeping. Psalm 8:15 is a place of sorrow. Matthew 8:12 is a place of our darkness. Revelation 14:14 is a place of knowledge. Jude 14 is a place of blackness. And our darkness forever. Revelation 19:20 is a place called the lake of fire where people are passed alive. And Mark 10:29 is a place of damnation. Look at somebody and say, you don't know what you're doing. Then, as you go to the next prayer session, I told you when I went up there, you can be sure of the scriptures, you can be sure of the truth, you can be sure of the salvation. I want you to know, according to the first Peter, you're in the prayer, where they see God, to make it our calling and our election. But there is another scripture that our whole heart is not denied. It's called heaven's love story. Hold on, listen. The Bible says that there is one reason to be. God so loved the world that he gave his glory to God. That he poured out the whole thing into him. But not perish. The prayer of everlasting life. Tell them that you can do so. If you think for all the things, you can be in the room and not lie. Somebody's sitting there. Somebody's sitting there.
Thank you. Thank you.
give you the opportunity to conduct the meeting with our friends. Is there another? I'm going to be
the time
and you walk in that. In Jesus' name, amen.